All right, Rabbi Osai, good morning. Let us begin. We are continuing Meretz Hashem today in Parak Yotes. And remember again, specifically with the concept of Kavod when it comes to the performance of mitzvos, and more specifically, the focus on Hidur mitzvah, the idea of going above and beyond in the performance of a mitzvah as a display of Kavod, as a display of honor, which ultimately, again, is what we'll call the Ofen Ha'asiyah, the manner of chassidus as manifest in the performance of mitzvot. So the Rav Chaim writes as follows. Remember again, yesterday he started on the topic of Shabbos. So he's continuing on this now as well. Al kein hayu chachamim harishonim oskim ba'achonas ha-Shabbos, ish lefi darko. So we see that when it comes to Shabbos specifically, even the great men of the Gemara were careful to go ahead and actively themselves engage in the preparations of Shabbos. He gives examples of this. Rabbi Avo, Havi Yosef atach toka deshina umenashiv nura. Rabbi Avo would sit on an ivory stool and he would fan the fire. Rav Safra machrich reisha. Rav Safra would singe the head of the animal to remove the hair to be able to eat it on Shabbos. Rava Malach Shibuta, Rava salted the fish, Rav Huna Madlik Shraga. Rav Huna would go ahead and light the Shabbos candles for his wife. Now, what that means is that there's a concept of parrots. In other words, a wick catches fire sooner if it's been lit and extinguished. So he would light and extinguish the wicks for his wife so that she could light Shabbos candles. Rav Papa Gadal Psilta, Rav Papa would braid the wicks. Rav Chista Parim Silka, he would go ahead and throw in wood chips to the fire to allow it to, or he would chop up the wood chips. Rabbi Rav Yosef would go ahead and literally throw small pieces of wood into the fire. Rabbi Zira Mitzatzes Tzatzuse, Rabbi Zira would go ahead and also, same idea, throw in small pieces of wood into the fire to fan the flame. Rav Nachman, let's finish. Rav Nachman, Mikase Vayal Mikase Finavik. This is great. Rav Nachman would bring in the packages from outside for Shabbos. Literally, again, Mikase Vayal Mikase Finavik means he would load up on his shoulder and go in and out. So whatever, whoever went shopping, his wife, other people on shopping, he would bring in the packages on Erev Shabbos. Amar, he used to say, Elu Mekalali Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, Milo Mekasifno Kamayu. If Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi were come to visit me, and they brought luggage, would I not go out and carry in their luggage for them? And so he was saying, if I would do that for Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, of course I should do it on Rabbi Kavish Baruch Hu, the Kavish Shabbos. V'tira, Shabbos says, see, what do you see from here? Hakeisha Shrav Nachman Sheyesh Shlomi Menu Makom Limud. You could learn something incredible from the words of Rav Nachman. How so? He said, Kihine haya misponin, mahaya osa lefi darko la adam shuchavis lechabdo, vikaze atzmo haya osa el Shabbos. So we'll say, this is a paradigmatic example of chassidus. What did Rav Nachman do? Rav Nachman said, what would I do to honor a person? And that same thing that I would do to honor a person, I do to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Osei, remember again, what's the whole chap of chassidus? The whole chap of chassidus is not just living up to expectations. That's being a tzaddik. Right? Being a chassid means exceeding expectations. How do you exceed expectations? So on one hand, it's looking at mitzvos, not simply as commandments, but as expressions of what makes Hashem happy. Mitzvos are things that Hashem says, this is good. Well, now that I know what Hashem likes, I can go above and beyond and do even more things that Hashem likes. Chassidus also looks for ways to, again, exceed expectations. What did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman says, okay, how would I honor another human being? And the same way that I would honor another human being, let me bring that to my service of Hashem. So Rav Nachman says, if Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Asi were to show up at my house, of course I'd run out and go ahead and bring in their luggage. So too, the Kavod Shabbos, I'll go ahead and bring in the groceries, I'll bring in the packages, and that's a form of honor to Hashem as well. So we'll say, I just want to point out, by the way, all of these examples by Shabbos, just so you understand, all of these great men had people who could have done these things for them. In other words, in none of these cases was their actual service needed. They had a guy. They probably had plenty of guys, right, to be able to do all of this stuff. The point that Ramchal is making is They actively decided to do it themselves because they understood that the performance of these quote-unquote smaller acts was in and of itself an incredible display of kavod for Hashem. Beautiful. Therefore, again, Rav Chas Va'adavar Zayin Amar, about this it is said, the Olam Yehi Adam Arum Biira. So we'll say, listen to this. Gemara says a person should always be, they will say the wording over here is very interesting. Arum Biira means as follows. Arum means cunning. Cunning. Yira, in this concept, means Yiras Hashem, or in reverence of Hashem. They're both saying, now, the word cunning, see, we often understand, well, we often think about the word cunning, like, in a deceitful way. Arum, really, the way that Ramchal is using it over here, the Gemara is using it here, is someone who is, like, thoughtful, right? In other words, when a person, Chas Shalom, is cunning, so what are they doing? They're using their intellect, right? They're really being very thoughtful about how to deceive or hurt someone. Well, you could be arum, you could be cunning in a positive way, meaning be thoughtful. Be really deep and thoughtful. A person should be deep and thoughtful when it comes to their Yiras Hashem, meaning what? Ladas will respond in Davar Mitok, Davar Lechadish Hamsos, Lasos Nachas Ruach Liotzro, Bechala Drachem She'ef Shalaharos. What's the idea of being cunning or being arum, being thoughtful in Yira? It means think about ways, additional ways in which a person could truly serve Hashem. What are ways in which I can go exceed expectations, go above and beyond in a way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's what it needs to be, arum biyira. Again, it's the interesting distinction just between being a tzaddik and a chassid. You live up to expectations. By the way, that's incredible. I want to point out, we're in no way demeaning being a tzaddik, right? Halavai, halavai, halavai. We should all be tzaddikim. But again, it's just interesting that you could live a life and a great life being a tzaddik, or the Gemara says, be arum biyira. Be a bit more kind of be a bit more thoughtful in your relationship with Hashem. What does that mean? Let me try to figure out, like, what is it that Hashem really wants? In addition to that which is stated, and let me go above and beyond, that's being a chassid. That's being a chassid. Eoseinu, makirim golda, so I'm sorry, he says, ulechadish hamsos lasos nachar usro liosro, b'chol drachum shef shalaharos. So the chassid, who is arum biira, who is cunning in his yiras Hashem, ultimately he tries to find additional ways in which he is able to give honor to his God. Hayosenu makirim goldo ramusa aleinu. So we'll say, because I recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to go above and beyond in finding other ways in which to serve him. Asher alkein kol ma sheyisyaches lo yenichbad aleinu kavod gadol. Ultimately, again, because the greater I could create or the greater I could solidify my relationship with Hashem, the greater kavod ultimately there is. V'chivan, shehu yisparach b'tuvah ha-gadol, im kol shiflo senu, ratza ba'anvaso lachlok lanu kavod, v'limstra lanu divrei kidushaso. So you have to understand something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us his Torah, and the fact that he has given us his system of spirituality, is an incredible, incredible thing. Because Hashem is Hashem, and we are mere mortal beings. But the fact that he is willing to go ahead and give that to us is an incredible, incredible thing. He says, therefore, again, if we will say, you know, we often, it's important to kind of take a step back and think about that for just a moment. The Ribon Shel Olam Melech Malchei Hamlochim has chosen us. And as a result of being chosen, he has given us this incredible system of spirituality. He says, ultimately, again, what's our job? Lefachos b'chol kochenu lechabdim v'nara hayikar shelahem etzlinu. So we'll say, at least if we have it, we have to go ahead and treat it with the proper respect and reverence and give a display. Display, ultimately, again, the great yikar, the great honor that we feel in having this. So I say, this is kind of like a different element that he's throwing in over here. So again, remember, the concept of being the chassid is the concept, ultimately, again, of being arum biyira, of going above and beyond in finding ways for me to strengthen and bolster my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What drives that is a recognition that I feel so privileged that Hashem has given me Torah. He didn't have to give it to me. He's right. He didn't give it to 99% of humanity. So the Maisa, but he gave it to me. He gave it to me. So if he gave it to me, even though, again, I'm not sure I'm totally deserving of it, but he gave it to me, at least what I'm going to do is try to go above and beyond in the expression of my appreciation for this incredible and magnificent gift. We both say it's such a different way of looking at our Yiddishkeit, instead of just looking at it as a responsibility, but really viewing it and looking at it as an incredible gift. Well, if something is a gift, you're going to be effusive in your gratitude for that particular gift. That's Chassidus. That's Chassidus. Chassidus is being effusive in your gratitude for the gift of Yiddishkeit. It's incredible. Vesira, Shizosia Yiraha Amitis. So we'll say, and now that Ramchal points out, he says, this is real Yira. Well, so we speak about Yiras Shamayim. So what are we talking about? He says, Shehi Yiras Haromimus Shezacharnu. We already spoke about this before. Real Yira, the real type of Yira that we're talking about, is Yiras Haromimus, an awe and the reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbat Talui HaKavod HaMiskarev El Chibov HaAvo Kimo She'echtov Od. So we'll say this reverence, this awe and reverence, this ultimately, again, this is what engenders these feelings of kavod, these feelings of honor, that ultimately lead to a sense of love. He says, Ma she'en kein yiras ha'onash, she'en ha'ikaris ve'en malos hamidos eilo, nimshachas hemena. He will say, as opposed to yira, the fear of punishment. He will say, is fear of punishment an essential piece in our relationship with Hashem? Absolutely. Right? I would say every relationship has to have some element of fear of punishment or repercussion. Right? Again, this is true because that to a certain degree, like, that's what keeps you on the straight and narrow. Right? There's a certain fear, of punishment in a marriage. Right? A spouse knows that if they do something wrong, ultimately that could cause the unraveling of the relationship. With parents, there's a fear, especially when a child is young, of a punishment, of a repercussion. So that's important. So is there an element of actual fear of punishment in my relationship with Hashem? Sure. But that can't be the driver. Why, says Ramchal? Because if that's the driver, that type of fear, never really leads to a sense of covet, to a sense of feeling privileged that I have this relationship and a desire to exceed expectations, nor does it lead to love. And I will say this is so incredibly important because a lot of times when our Judaism, when our Yiddishkeit is stunted, it's stunted exactly because of this. Because we're much more rooted, like, in the fear framework than we are in what we call the Kavod HaRomimus, the awe framework. The fear framework is effective for not getting you to stray, but it doesn't really blossom into anything else. As opposed to the awe framework, that type of Yira, that leads to Kavod, and ultimately, again, that leads to love. He goes on, and Ramchal says as follows, V'nachshol inyan Shabbos. Let's get back to Shabbos for just a moment, because I will say Shabbos, Ramchal is using Shabbos as a great example of kind of how to build out this sense of Kavod, this sense of reverence for Hashem, which then leads to Ava, which represents this exceeding expectations. So he goes on, he says, Rav Anan lavash gunda. Rav say this is incredible. Rav Anan erev Shabbos would wear a gunda. Rav say, what's a gunda? Dainu shayu lavish beget shachar erev Shabbos. He would wear like a nondescript plain black garment on erev Shabbos. Why? Kedish ye nikar yoser kvod haShabbos belav shobo begadim noim. Because this is very beautiful. Because he wanted to make a contrast between what he wore on Erev Shabbos and what he wore on Shabbos. So Shabbos Dafka, he put on his nice clothing. So to create the contrast between the nondescript regular clothing he was wearing on right during the week versus nice Shabbos clothing, he Dafka would go ahead and wear something very plain on Erev Shabbos. Quite beautiful. Mimsa, Shlo Levanta Achana LeShabbos Hu Mechal HaKibud. So what I say is interesting. The Ramchal is pointing out over here is it's not only actively preparing for Shabbos, that's a form of Kavod Shabbos, Ela Afilo HaEder Shemikochu Yibachin Yosir Mitzios HaKibud. So what I say, sometimes, interestingly enough, withholding from certain things during the week also goes ahead and creates a sense of Kavod Shabbos. Here, he was refraining or abstaining from wearing nicer clothing on Friday in order to create that contrast and show the kavod for Shabbos. Very beautiful. Chazal forbid
likbosu
the of Shabbos and kavod Shabbos. Well, so you now have to have a big suda on Erev Shabbos after a certain time in the day, out of kavod for Shabbos. We want you, right? We want you, ultimately, again, to show that the Shabbos suda is something special. You can't have a real suda too late in the day. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for today. But Odin Ramchal was highlighting over here, we'll say, was this idea that sometimes kavod, he reverted back to Shabbos, sometimes kavod for Hashem is displayed in what you do, and sometimes kavod is displayed in what you don't do. So I will say, this, by the way, also is a really profound idea. That, you know, sometimes the greatest kavod I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we spoke about this like a little bit on Shabbos, is not doing something. Is holding myself back. Right? The yes or says, yes or ohs. Sometimes the kavod I give to Hashem is, I want to do something, I'm not going to do it. So you could give kavod by doing, and you could also give kavod sometimes by exercising restraint. All right, we'll say more on that. Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.